Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. It's me and the lady is back today. She's here. Oh, we'll do a quick little hi, how you doing? And then we're going to get into some shit. We're going to really talk about some mind shit. Fitness stuff, maybe put it over here for a second, get that brain opening shit open over here.
I haven't done that in a while, I feel.
I know. All right, so how you been?
Good. Going good. I feel like summer is flying by for some reason. I don't recognize that like it's here.
Yeah, that it's July 3rd.
I know. I'm like, holy fuck, why? I'm not, wait a minute, like, I don't understand. I didn't put my winter jacket away yet.
It could because it was, took so long to get warm and now it's like, hot.
I know. And it's like, pouring.
Oh, is it?
Well, right now, today is a good day, but it was like, downpour, like, so it wasn't really summery weather. But, like, today is summery. Yesterday was summery. Yesterday was gorgeous. But I just feel like I'm not ready for, like, July.
Yeah.
That's all right. How are you doing?
Good. I hate hot and I hate bugs. So I live in my AC house. If I'm not next to a lake or water or a pool, I really don't feel the need to go outside.
Really?
I hate bugs. The worst. And that has keeps moving me more and more to the sticks of life. So, I, like, every kind of bug you can see, I'm like, no!
Get out of here!
Creepy crawlies! I'm like, oh, I could put, you know, Belle down on the grass. No, there's ticks!
Yeah!
So
I guess I'm right there with you on that.
I don't even want to touch the grass. The grass is ticks. All those memes of, like, things, like, hovering over the ground and, like, the grass is ticks. Anywho, so that's our lives. Any good plans for the 4th?
Matt has off.
Whoa.
And, yeah, that doesn't really mean much, though, because I really know what we're going to do. So,
yeah. Michael has it off as well.
Nice.
I know. And he's been working a shnikes ton, so that'll be good. I think we're going to spend it by some water.
Oh, awesome. And are you going to bring Belle to watch fireworks?
Probably not.
Yeah. I thought about it, and I was like, oh, I should get those, like, noise-canceling headphones. And I was like, you know what? Maybe from our window we can watch them over the mountain.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, you guys have that beautiful view. That'd be, like, you should take a picture of that for sure, even though people make fun of pictures of fireworks all the time. But, yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be beautiful.
Yeah. I hear them going off a lot because I live in an area that is very, this time of year is a lot of tourists. So they all come up for their cabin, lake house kind of stuff. And I can just hear them going off constantly. I'm like, dogs, please don't freak out because she's sleeping. Please don't wake up the baby, everything else. And she's usually asleep by that time that they would go off, hopefully.
Right.
So let's get into the nitty gritty of today. Today we're going to talk about dealing with rejection.
That's a thing of life.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to RuPaul's podcast with the Natasha, I don't know her last name, but she's the one that was in American Pie, and she's the one that's the druggie, plays Nikki on Orange is the New Black. And she was talking about how movie stars deal with rejection all the time and how it's just like a normal thing that they do every day. And how she says that they're the only ones. And I was like, ah, ha, ha, not so much.
Right. But
being in this fit world that we are in, you have to be able to deal with rejection. Not every show is going to be your show. Even if you win your pro card your very first time, there's probably going to be a time that you're probably not going to win.
Right.
Or place, or whatever it is. Some little brain stuff. The reason why we all are so, like, hurt by rejection is because it mimics physical pain.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what triggers it in our brain. Some of the stuff that I was reading, one of the things was that it's supposedly a evolution thing that happened with us that we learned from rejection because if we did it again, we'd be ostracized out of the pack. So then we wouldn't be able to survive. So that's why it's harder if we get rejected, we have to learn from it so we won't do it again, so we won't be out of the pack.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that was really an interesting thing. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You do something and you get rejected, you're like, oh, they don't like that, I should probably not do that anymore because then I'm going to be out of the pack.
Right, right.
But, so I thought that was an interesting thing, and that it's from Psychology Today, if you want to look it up, it said also, like, here, let's think of something that you were rejected from. And then it says in the, like, quotations, like, actually don't do it, because you can easily bring up feelings of rejection, that physical pain or that gut feeling that you have when you feel rejection, even though we said to stop thinking of it. I'm sure everyone thought of something already. They're like, when they didn't have that good feeling, and you already have that pit in that stomach.
Yeah.
So it's easier to remember the pain of rejection than the actually, like, giving birth. Could you tell me what it felt like to give birth?
No, I know what the Ring of Fire felt like. Right. That I should never forget, but the other parts, no.
Could you, like, manifest it right now, though, in your body?
Yeah.
Right, isn't that weird? So you can't manifest that, but you can manifest the feeling of rejection.
That is interesting.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, oh, Danica can go into her world about this a little bit, too. So now that we have the groundwork of it, how would you kind of put this into our world?
I think that anytime that you're thinking about going into any competitive sport where there is placing, you need to keep in mind that, like, you just need to have real expectations. Oftentimes, I think that we have these expectations that are never fulfilled, so then we get mad or try to place blame on others, when, like, if we just had a realistic point of view going into it, then we wouldn't have felt that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it especially happens with a subjective sport, because it's not, well, so-and-so across the finish line first. That's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Or there were 20 baskets made from this team and 10 from this team. The one with the 20 baskets wins. Like, it's black and white, where our sport is very gray. Actually, it's very bedazzled.
Tanned.
It's a very gray area. But I think that people don't recognize that going into it. So, number one, go into it with realistic expectations. It's okay to be rejected in this sport. Is that weird to say? Like, I feel like it is okay, as long as you know what the rejection is for.
Yeah.
And then you grow from it and you learn from it. Because part of the growth of this sport and being able to bring your best to this sport is having that constructive criticism and that feedback, and being able to always improve within the next season and the next season and the next season. I feel like that's how it should be.
Yeah.
I don't know where I learned that from, but I remember Andrew saying to me after the Arnold, because he thought I was going to win. I was like, fuck no. Like, maybe I'll do well. I hope that I do well.
Mm-hmm.
He had this expectation, which wasn't like a bad one, but that I was going to place and do really, really well. And I didn't even get top 10. So I didn't even get on, like, the board.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at it and I was like, huh, all right, I gotta improve. And then I moved on. And Andrew called me, and I remember him being like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And are you sure you're okay? I'm like, yeah, like, you're not going to win everyone. You don't know what the judges are going to look for. And that's part of the game. Like, it's part of what you should have known. You should have incorporated that into your prep,
mm-hmm.
knowing it and keeping your mindset like, I'm going in this bringing my best. My best might not be what is in the eyes of, like, the other's best or whatever. It's my best package. So that doesn't mean I'm going to win just because I think I'm the best that I could be at mm-hmm. this point. It just means that I'm proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I feel like I'm rambling now.
No, it makes sense, but I think it's also kind of hard. I'd love to, because I think we all can say that to ourselves, but how many times have you seen someone get super pissed even though they say that?
All the time.
Yeah. So as you're saying it, I'm like, you said at the very beginning of it was, you have to be realistic with yourself. And I think so many times people say that they're, you know, just doing it to be the best them. But then really in the back of their head, they're doing that instead of, I just want to do a show. It starts off like that for everyone. And I just want a place. And then it really in the back of most people's heads really is, I want to win.
Right.
But like you were saying, I think that's a great scenario that you just used with you and Andrew. He's like, you're going to win. And you're like, okay, we'll see. That's almost like in everyone's head.
Yeah.
The two voices like, we'll see.
Yeah.
And you're going to win. Like, you can want to win and also be okay to see what happens. Does that make sense?
Right. No, that totally makes sense. I also think, too, that if people just removed emotion out of it,
mm-hmm.
and just saw it as a sport, like, if they just saw it as, this is what I need to bring, this is what they are hopefully looking for,
mm-hmm.
here's the guidelines, kind of, and this is the package that I need to bring, like, this is the performance that I need to do in order to place well.
Mm-hmm.
If they took the emotion out of it, like the disappointment, the negative feelings towards the judges, or the, oh my god, there must have been politics involved. They just took emotion out of it, mm-hmm. and saw it as a sport. It would probably not be such mindfuck.
Yeah, great example. But with social media and everything else in the world now, take your ego, because it's ego too, I believe, right? Would you say that? Ego,
oh, god, yeah.
And emotion, they both go together.
Yeah.
How do you separate from that? Like, do you just do a show and not tell anyone?
Maybe. Maybe not post it at all.
That's right.
I think that comes from, like, the individual trying to take the emotion out of it. And I think it also comes from the coach, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm giving feedback as a judge, I'm pretty harsh. I won't candy coat stuff, because the reality is you're in a sport and you want feedback and you want to know how to better perform the next time around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to give you some, like, cotton balls along with, like, all my feedback. It's just not going to happen. I'm going to tell you how it is. And if you can't handle it, then you probably should reevaluate while you're going into this sport, because it's hard. That's a tough ass part of me. And then, of course, obviously, I'll be nice to people. Like,
right.
I'll let them know. But I try to help them to understand, like, just like you have helped me to understand, too, this is not your whole entire world. Yes, you have dedication, you're passionate about it, like, yes, your emotions are involved with it, but on show day, this is not your whole entire being. It's the sport that you're practicing for, and now it's show day, it's your performance day, the buzzer rings, you're on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it makes sense to me, but I'm there. I get that. I will 100% say that I get disappointed if I don't do as well as I want to.
Who, right.
Who doesn't? I mean, we're not saying, like, you need to be, like, a robot and be like, meh, meh, meh. But you can strive to be as great as you can be. Like you were saying before, I brought my best package. But I think the groundwork has to be laid, like you said before. And I don't know if you have any good practices that you've done that you can, like, give the listeners something that you've done in the past to kind of make you more in touch with yourself or realistic. And it's not downplaying yourself. It's not being like, no. Oh, I'm just a nobody. It is a little bit of humbleness, but it's, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how I deal with rejection.
Yeah. I think it was my very first coach, because I remember I did a couple of MPC shows, and once I got off stage for pre-judging, like, and so keep in mind, my first shows, of course I had emotion involved. He stripped that right away, really quick, but without hesitation, without, like, I'm gonna set you up for this, like, I would get off stage and he'd be like, meh, I think I have you around fifth or sixth place. Like, he never said, you got this in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, meh, I have you around fifth or sixth place, things that we're gonna have to work on come off season. Like, he wouldn't even, like, say, oh my god, you did amazing first. He would tell me the reality of it, And I'd be like, oh, okay. I remember seeing his reaction, and he's a pro, so I was like, I guess this is how I'm supposed to respond to this stuff. I'll have fun, I'll get excited, but okay, it is what it is. Like, this is the feedback that he's giving me, and he was proud of me, but he was realistic about things. So that helped me with all the shows moving forward to not feel that disappointment, because he wasn't disappointed in me.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't show me, he wasn't like, oh man, you really sucked today. Like, it was what it was. And that was it. So that's how I was trained.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting is that I've also, and I don't agree with this at all. Now I've had complete opposite where I've been. So when I did get my pro card, the day that I got my pro card, another person was with the same person I was working with, and I am in the same class as her. He said to me, you look fantastic. You're going to win this. You got this. The other girl, and just like being completely honest, it was her first show. She did not have enough muscle on her. She was not going to win. Like, bluntly, she wasn't going to win. She wasn't going to place.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh my God, you got this in the bag. It's going to be between you and Danica. And Matt looked at me and said, that's false, and that's a big lie. So we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing. So that I don't agree with, because that was so far from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We had completely different body types. Mm-hmm. I was like, am I looking at the right mirror? Like, I don't agree with that. Just to, like, make face and just to make sure that, like, you don't hurt anybody's feelings.
Right.
Fuck feelings at this point. Like, you're going to be naked pretty much on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Put your feelings aside. Put your big girl pants on. Just go up there and do what you can and be the best that you can be in that moment. I don't agree with that at all. And I bet you she was really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so fun to have you be the tough one.
Yeah? Well, I feel like when it comes to this stuff, when it comes to feedback and stuff, I'm very harsh. Because what's the purpose of feedback if you're not going to be honest with yourself? Like, if you're always going to think that, like, you're the best of the best and you should have won, then what the fuck are you working on? Like, life isn't like that. So you should always be trying to improve, and you should be able to give your own self-constructive criticism. I think that was another thing, too, that I learned, was being able to look at, like, first place, second place, and if I didn't place, saying, well, this is why I didn't place, and this is why they placed. Sometimes were there times that I was like, I'm a little confused by that, but I would still try to, like, be reasonable and realistic with it. I would never try to place blame, I guess, and people do that often. Matt also helps me with that too, because he's a hard ass when it comes to that stuff.
The easiest thing to say of how to deal with it is to, like, I like to say the four agreements is never take it personal. So even though it's your personal body on stage, it's not personal because it might actually be about the other person was better. It's not that you were worse. It's just that they were just so great. It could be that, too. Putting both of how we feel is you saying take the emotion out, and I'm also saying take yourself out just to see what's going on, how you first react, and be like, whoa, why am I reacting like this? I feel like X because of X, and it could be because I was told I was going to be this, or I expected this, but I didn't expect that to come to the show either. Not taking it personal, not getting emotional about it, and stepping away from it so that you can really see what's going on inside of it. Yeah, I think that's a good little thing of it. And how do you do that? Practice. You're not going to be perfect at first. And I really do think that everything in life, especially these kind of things, emotional / mental reaction stuff, you have to be able to learn it as you go. Like, you can see yourself doing it and be like, oh shit, I gotta step back from that. Or
oh, that's, yeah, that's what that was. Yeah, that's, and it could be, like, hindsight, but, like, yeah.
I wish more people did this.
Yeah.
And I wish they did it on social media, because I find it so annoying when people are, like, bad-mouth, like, judges, or they bad-mouth, like, their coach, or they find every excuse in the book for why they didn't place the way that they wanted to place, instead of letting it be what it is, unless it was something that was blatantly, like, wrong.
Right.
But most of the time, it's not. Like, most of the time, when I see posts like this, I'm like, buddy, you actually did deserve fifth place. Like,
yeah.
You did. Like, that was actually your placing, and let me tell you why. There's reason for it. It wasn't a personal thing, like you said. Whenever I'm judging, I don't even look at the person's face to begin with.
Yeah.
I just look at their body, because isn't that what I'm judging? Yeah, it has nothing to do with the person, or I think I've said this before, I don't interview them to see, like, what's their personality like, and how hard did you work for this prep, and who is your coach, and how long did you prep for, and or how low were your macros, and I don't give a fuck. I don't care. And that sucks also about this sport, because you could be, like, a drug dealer and a horrible person inside, and you can win. Yeah. So, like, maybe morally you shouldn't deserve it, but physically you got it in the bag. That sucks. But oh well.
And one of the things it was saying, so exactly what you said in this article, rejection increases aggression, and also then self, like, you self-sabotage yourself then. For instance, you'll first say, like, it's all their fault.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is you'll take it out on yourself. So, like, I wasn't good enough. I wasn't, once you kind of get your ego down, or you, whatever, you can go either way, I guess, or both ways. Some people do both. And I think the last thing is that when it's an emotion, you're not dealing with rational, like you're saying.
Yeah.
I think that's the takeaway. You gotta somehow find a way to be rational, whatever way it is for you. I know for me, it's always, like, I have to, like I said, step back, like, is this make sense? And I have to stop for a second. And that's why we joke and I cover my mouth, because I'm literally stopping myself from, like, reacting like I want to. I want to be like that little chicken that, like, goes off and just,
yeah.
But inside I have to, like, shut up, think. Because I'm an emotional person. I think we've joked around about that. Like, I can get really emotional, mad, cry pretty easily. I have a reactive personality, and that's what I've always worked on to, like, stop.
Well, how did you feel at the Gaspari when it was just you and me backstage?
I'm a realist in that age. Like I said, have you seen her butt? Seriously, like I have never. I guess I'm okay with wherever I place most of the time. Like, if I place, I'm like, oh my God. I think that the best way to kind of talk about is the Minnesota show, when I supposedly placed third and then I didn't place third and placed sixth. Because, but the thing with that was, it was rejection because I didn't understand why this happened. And then it was also embarrassment was on top of that, because I was like, oh, okay, I placed third. No, you didn't. Just kidding. Here's your medal back. And then I was like, and I did. I cried for, like, I literally gave myself a minute to cry. And then I said, what is that going to do? What is crying going to do? And I sucked it up. And I went, and then I realized I had other things to do, like go hang out with my friends and celebrate life with my friends.
Right.
So that was it. Yeah, the Kaspari, they can't use that. I was just like, hi. Number one, you're walking. Oh, hi. Danica. I was actually, to be honest, I was actually shocked that I was in second. I don't think I ever, and then maybe I could talk about the one where it was Misty and I at the Kansas City show, my year I won the Yorin. I wasn't upset that I didn't win first. Like, I guess maybe I kind of knew she was going to win first too. But I didn't feel rejected. I just was like, I accepted that. I felt.
Where?
No, at the Kansas City, the one I did before the
year. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, do I think I had a better look? Maybe I think that, but I also think Misty is amazing too. I think at that point it was just apples and oranges.
Right.
It was just whatever one you wanted. It was a preference.
And that is the mindset that most people should have.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's interesting that you have that, because I wonder if that just developed over time, or if it is just like the stability and confidence that you have within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, I'm doing this for me, essentially.
Right.
And this is the sport that I'm in. It's subjective to be able to go in it, like we said in the very beginning, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that has helped you to have that mindset.
Yeah. I'm trying to put in my life being rejected in different forms. So, like, being rejected for a job or a significant other, I would definitely get fiery and be like, I'll show you. That's how I deal with rejection. Like, I'll show you, I get all that puffed up kind of stuff. And maybe that's how I would do it with shows, too. Like, if I felt like I really deserved, quote-unquote, deserved to win. First off, I don't think I ever would feel that, to be honest. Like I said in shows, I always feel like there's that room. It could be apples or oranges. So maybe I can't use shows as an example of I deserve to win. I don't think I ever deserve shit, to be honest. I think I realized, like, I worked my ass off. And I did well, but I know I don't deserve, like, to be treated like shit, or, you know, maybe that's what I'm like, maybe I don't think I expect anything. That's funny. That's really, really funny. Have no expectations in life and just go through it. It sounds so bad. But true.
Maybe you know the work that you put in and the degree of the work that you put in, what it equates to.
Yeah.
And you're realistic about that. Like, I feel like maybe it's a generational thing too, because I feel like nowadays many people feel like they're entitled.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, like, smack them across their face and be like, no. Just because you have 10,000 followers does not mean you're going to win a fucking show.
I love it.
Sorry. Because that happens all the time. Don't you know who I am?
Right.
Actually, I don't.
No, I don't. I don't follow you. I'm not one of the 10,000.
Right. But I think that does happen. And maybe it's a generation thing.
Maybe. It's definitely a different world. I was looking at that, what generation we are. Like, we're the in-betweeners or whatever. I forgot what they wanted to technically call us. But because we're not Generation X, but we're not millennials.
Oh, yeah.
So we grew up with, like, not as much technology, but we're living in an adult life with technology. Like, we're the first ones to do that.
Because
the Generation X's pretty much didn't have technology until later. And the millennials had it the whole time.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Anyway, well, I think that's anything else you want to put on it before you have to get out of here?
No, just to remind people, I think in life, like, a good takeaway is have realistic expectations and goals for yourself when you are looking at life in general. I think that that's so important. And to speak to somebody that is very open and honest with you, don't always go for the advice that is always candy-coated. Or your biggest cheerleader. Sometimes it's better to have somebody who's just open and honest tell you how it is.
Yeah. All right. What are you thankful for today?
I am thankful for my mom and my sister came up this past weekend, and Matt and I got to go on a date, and we actually got a hotel room in Burlington.
Oh.
It was fantastic. And I was very grateful for a good night's sleep.
I can imagine that.
Oh my god, my mom was like, what are you crazy kiddos gonna do? I'm like, we're gonna sleep. Great. They can't wait. Oh my god. I'm grateful for, my mama. And she teaches me something new about mommyhood every single time she comes up. I'm like, man, I thought I had that one.
Mm-hmm.
What are you grateful for?
I will say I'm grateful for my husband's hard work. He has been, so he works overnight. Like I said, he didn't get home this morning until almost six this morning, and he has to leave for work probably right now.
Oh, Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so right now it's 1 o'clock, so he was home at 6, probably got into bed around, like, 6:10. I woke him up at 12, he's showered, he's probably about to leave now. He had an hour a week before he had to go back to work.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's been like that for a while, too, so I feel bad. Literally saw him 5 minutes yesterday, 5 minutes today, maybe 10 minutes today, because I saw him twice. But it's like, hi, hi, nice to meet you, shake your hand, see you later. Yeah. Tag your man.
Tag your.
Yeah, so I'm thankful that he's doing a job that is that hard.
Yeah.
It's not fun. And it's not fun. It's not like a rewarding job. He doesn't feel like it. This is like a thing he loves, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a good man.
Yeah. So, for anyone listening, you can email us at championchat360@gmail.com. Follow us at championchat360. If you want to join our free forum, it's championchat360 forum on Facebook. It's a closed group. You have to ask to come into it. You can share posing. You can share workouts. You can ask us questions, like meals that you have that you like or whatever. If it fits your macros, whatever it is. Best tools, tips, whatever. And we will accept you. And we're sharing just little things, so we'll share things from each episode that we might put in there for like a book or anything. So yeah, and we'll go on from there. We'll talk to you guys soon. If you have questions, message us anytime there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. We hope you have a great day. Bye.
Bye.